We're living in a time where we play catch and release with deranged criminals, picking them up and then tossing them back into the general population like a fisherman releasing an underweight bass. It's now a game of Russian roulette. The government's the gun, the bullet is the criminal, and you're the target. Meanwhile, all the secure libs sit in their safe beds watching Squid Game on Netflix, a drama from South Korea where people are randomly killed in a series of children's games. You know, think hide and go seek with machetes. I enjoyed the first episode, but then I was done because I didn't need to watch it. I can just walk outside and see it for real on my streets. Jermaine Foster, a sick maniac, had just allegedly robbed one woman on Saturday, then knocked another woman to the ground. Maria Ambrosio, a 58-year-old cancer nurse. She fell, suffered a mortal head wound, and died a day later. This occurred in the afternoon in Times Square. You know, the only time decent people will venture there. It was once the number one tourist capital, but now it's Squid Game. Everyone there is either a criminal, a victim, or wearing an Elmo costume. But of course, here comes the second part of the story. Like clockwork, the fiend had been arrested before, but was released.
You know, Janet, if we get to it, I have some audio of some Haitians interviewed in Panama talking about how desperate they were and how they want to get to America and how they're thanking the president. They're actually naming Joe Biden by name. And they say, we can't go back. We can't go back to the killing, the robbing, the, you know, just the mayhem. And I'm thinking, you're coming right into it, buddy.
Well, because they're bringing it here.
Well, they're bringing it here, and it's already here too.
And there is a culture that is very different, and part of that can be from these folks coming in. Not everybody,
right?
But some.
Yeah, I mean, and we have it in our big cities.
They see us as easy marks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
We're not used to that kind of thing, and our judicial system seems to be quite broken right now.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, well, it is Wednesday. Not the most optimistic start to the show.
Dang, but, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I should have started it out.
Mark. What day is it, Mark? Janet, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day.
Get happy. Why?
Because I'm happy. Wow, that's a roller coaster ride, isn't it?
That's a little better. a little better.
From
I welcome
desperation
it.
Desperation to happiness.
Yeah. After that other one, I do welcome it. Our thought of the day today is this, and it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
In a time of destruction, create something.
Wow.
In a time of destruction, create something. When everything else is being chaotic, be the reason there.
The story of Thomas Edison, when his battery factory caught on fire, he told his friends and his family, he says, get everyone down to the factory. Come to the factory, for you shall never see a fire like this again.
Oh, gosh.
And it burnt up.
Right.
And he, after it was done, he looked around the rubble to see if there was anything salvageable.
Left, yeah.
And he said, we're going to start over. I just got rid of a really bunch of crappy inventory.
Right.
And we're starting over.
Yeah.
You imagine that kind of...
Building back better.
Yeah. Out of destruction.
There aren't a lot of people...
Like that anymore.
...who can rise from the ashes like that.
Yeah.
It's true. But those who can, you know, go on to be
great
people that we're talking about hundreds of years later.
Exactly.
Mind Jam Trivia is next. Text us at 434-248-0704.
Who said this in the 1960s? In politics, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Who said that in the 1960s?
Yeah, I like that.
In politics, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Yeah.
And it wasn't me. I didn't say it. On this day in history, 1950, one of my most favorite movies ever, All About Eve, starring Betty Davis and Ann Baxter, premieres and was the best picture of 1951.
And this line is still quoted even today.
Yeah.
Really? Here we go. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy one.
That's Michael Scott's version. What? I don't have the original. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Why?
I thought this was better.
Really? Here we go. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy one.
She's over there shaking her head. What's wrong with you, Mark?
Anyway, the movie is fantastic. If mm-hmm. you haven't seen it, it's wonderful. And the way she delivers that line is amazing. 1978, 52nd Street. Great. Studio album by Billy Joel. Are you going to have like Dwight playing
William
Joel on his
stop.
Recorder?
I have Billy
Joel.
He does
that.
I put together the three radio hits from this, but there are six tracks
but
on there.
You've heard Dwight play.
I'm sure I have.
It's The Longest Time by William Joel.
Oh.
On the recorder.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they had three big hits off of this album, but I have
album
to tell you.
Album of the year.
Yeah. Zanzibar, Half a Mile Away, Stilettos. You got to listen to those songs. They are so, so, so good. Rosanna, not as to be confused with Rosanna Anadana. Anyway, here's your Billy Joel mix. Yeah, or Toto, there you go.
Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. You know what everything's about. I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life. Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone.
I tried. Never said you had to. I tried singing that to my parents once.
How'd that go?
Ended up with a
when you woke
shoe.
Up, how did you feel?
I felt a shoe on my tail.
Yeah.
Going out the
yeah, those door. Italian moms, they could like throw a shoe around a corner.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
My brother knows that all too well.
2016, American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan is awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Whoa. Okay, moving on.
As I recall, he did not go to receive the award.
Yeah, I don't think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, 2017, the beginning of the hashtag MeToo movement begins as actress Rose McGowan alleges that Harvey Weinstein raped her in 1997.
Women wrote MeToo on social media platforms, highlighting just how pervasive the issue of harassment is. It was inspired by actress Alyssa Milano's call to action, and celebrities from Reese Witherspoon to Olympian Michaela Maroney all shared their personal stories of their own experiences with sexual harassment. But what many people don't know about the Me Too movement is it was actually started over a decade ago by an activist, Tarana Burke.
Yeah.
Me Too.
But it didn't get any,
right, didn't
traction,
get any traction
until Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
All right, birthdays today. We have some good ones today.
Here's your hint. That's a piece of paper for the first one, for the birthday.
Marie Osmond?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her big hit. Her only hit that I'm aware of. 62 years old.
Uh-huh. What was her hit? Paper Roses. Oh, Lord.
Paper Roses.
See, I would have played Meet Me in Montana.
Oh, well.
She did that with Dan Seals.
Oh, it was probably
better.
It
was a big hit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Want to lose up to 13 pounds your first
there
month?
There you go.
Then just say yes to Nutrisystem.
Yes.
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 So a simple plan that helped me lose 50 pounds.
She looks really good still for her age.
He's a little bit country.
Yeah.
He's a little bit rock and roll.
That's true. I mean, she
She's lost the weight. She's kept it off.
And she's kept it off. That's the thing. She's kept it off.
Because she wants to keep that contract.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's paying the bills.
For sure. Also having a birthday today, better songs from this one, Paul Simon.
Maybe.
Oh, geez.
She's going to throw something at me. This is your chance to kick back for some coffee.
But the mother and child reunion is only emotional.
80 years old today, Paul Simon.
Give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the world's a sunny day. Oh, yeah. Slip sliding away.
No,
slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys and with my troops, yeah. Some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella grooves, yeah. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. Still crazy.
The creativity that came out of that guy, and then when he was teamed up with Art Garfunkel, just amazing.
Yeah, he is.
Just,
and he's 80 today. Our next celebrity birthday, our last celebrity birthday, is Jerry Jones. He is 79.
This is him talking to Jimmy Johnson. Little story, you know, when he hired him to come work with him for the Dallas Cowboys. And they're reminiscing. If you thought they had been fighting for decades, you're probably right. But they kind of reconciled on Fox Football here, I guess, in the last little bit.
You told me one time, you said, do you have any idea what's on my shoulders when I'm trying to decide to go for two or what? And I said, yeah, when a banknote's due and you don't have no money.
And that was Jerry talking to Jimmy Johnson. And he goes on to say in part of that interview about how, you know, you heard the thing, Steve Jobs and the other guy, you want to change the world, and they were talking about Apple computer and building mm-hmm. that thing in the garage, and they kind of had a similar conversation. You want to change, you know, football,
right.
You want to make history, come with me, we're going to buy the Dallas Cowboys.
And, yeah, the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've been getting some text in with our Mind Jam trivia. You want to re-ask that one?
I will, and I do want to do our last one because I found you a nice soundbite for the Iron Lady.
Okay.
Here is our Mind Jam trivia. Who said this in the 1960s? Wow, this really kind of fits who we are going to play soundbite. If you want something done in politics or something said in politics, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of guesses, including Nancy Reagan, Rosalind Carter, and Margaret Thatcher.
It is her birthday today.
It is.
Yep. And here she is.
I think I must have hit the right nail on the head when I pointed out that the logic of those policies are they'd rather have the poor poorer. Once they start to talk about the gap, they'd rather have the poor poorer. You do not create wealth and opportunity that way. You do not create a property-owning democracy that way.
Yeah, I love her.
She's something else.
We'll be back with your answer to our Mind Jam trivia when we return on The Morning Jam.
Here's one of those album cuts of Billy Joel's 52nd Street.
You make the toast. We'll bring the jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Little Gio is a friend of mine. We'll get some money. Buy a cheap Hawaii, sit on the corner and have a holiday.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Once more, won't you meet me in Montana? I want to see the
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
There you go. That's a good song. I remember
yeah.
that one now.
Yeah. Much better than Paper Roses.
Paper Roses.
But that was her. I mean, that was a big hit
for her. Yeah, when I was listening to Top 40 radio back when I was a kid.
When you think about it, they had some terrible songs. What was the one he did?
Wombat Apple, don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Yeah, that one.
I don't care what they say.
But he had one too, like Puppy Love or something.
Oh, yeah, and they called it Puppy
Love.
Yeah,
that's...
I can't wait for Donnie's birthday. The montage I'll be able to put together and just watch you cringe. Hey, I do have... I do believe in redemption, so we're going to get a little bit right now.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Yeah, it is. Most people get that quote wrong.
Right.
They say it's going to be a bumpy ride. Yeah, it's going to be a bumpy night.
Yeah.
Bumpy night.
And Ann Baxter, she is the most manipulative. I mean, that movie is so good. But yeah, she's pretty.
She was such a beautiful lady, too.
She almost steals the show in that movie. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a Bette Davis movie, but Ann Baxter comes really close to stealing it because she's so good at playing bad. All right. Our Mind Jam trivia today.
Yeah.
Who said the 1960s?
Mm-hmm.
This.
In politics, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. Gave you a hint before we went into break.
The answer is Margaret Thatcher.
Indeed.
And it's her birthday today. She was born on this day in history. So, yeah, she's a very quotable lady for sure.
Before you fire up the coffee maker... Turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.